get the Beis Peder from Noi the Rabbi. I'm going to be so unbelievable.
Shus, the Mora Beasre, Choshere Tzibur. When Rav Kornfeld called me up, he wants to get together, make a hesped. My first thought was to refuse, because my English is far from good. It's one of the weak points that I have. And it's not, maybe not quarter tzibur. But then I decided, when you stand in front of a tzibur, you have to daven Hashem sposai tiftach. For Rebbeinu Shel Olam is no different if you speak in Hebrew, Yiddish or English. So I came. The Gemara in Soite tells us when Moshe Rabbeinu holach lo ilomoy passed away, hoyo Moshe mutl bekanfe hashchine, he was lying in the wings of the Shechine. Vakodesh Baruch Hu omar mi yokim li imreim, who will fight and protect Yiddish kinder. To explain the hesped that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said of Moshe Rabbeinu, Sidur HaGemore in Yumed Daf Lamed Ches, Omar Rab Chiya Bar Abba Omar Rab Yochanan, Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetzadikim Ro'otim, Rabbeinu Shel Olam so that were very few tzaddikim. Omat v'shoslom b'chol doir v'doir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted them in each generation. Omar Abchiye Bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echot ho'olam miskayim, even for one tzaddik, the world exists. The tzaddik is the guard, the shmire for the world. That is the reason Rambam explained in Sefer Moirim Mevuchim. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted them in each generation, because Klal Yisrael needs shomrim, needs guards, and the tzaddikim are the guards for Klal Yisrael. And that is the big loss when a tzaddik is passing away, nifter ne'olam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the marble was delayed in 7 days. Why? Because the 7 days of Avelus of Mesushelach. The Gemara is saying, Lemalametcho, Sheespeidom shel tzadikim ma'akvin esaporunis. Steht in Hagoes Meloi Haroin. As the Gemara in Shabbos is explaining, when you hold a hesped of a tzaddik, the neshama from the tzaddik is with us here now. So it's very clear why the hespedon shel tzaddikim is ma'akrines aparunas, because if the tzaddik is still with us now, so the tzaddik is the guard of Klal Yisrael. It's very hard, very difficult to talk about someone who the whole life hidden himself. Lehavdil ben Chaim Lechaim, I sat with him for many years in Bezin, but we could not understand and realize who he is. But HaTorah machrezes olav mibachutz, the Torah announced him in public. I'll just touch a few little points. Chazon Ish in Igros wrote, Limduni Raboisai, Ki bochol tnue, in every movement, Tzurich leisyaetz im chelke Shulchan Aruch. And Ein ani ben choirin, I'm not free to do anything without checking and making sure that is correct according to halacha. In Chazon Ish is finishing, ve'ein li bo ilomi, I haven't got anything else. Elozo is only this. Not Sifrei Chazon Ish, not the learning, not the kedusha of Chazon Ish. The Iker is one point. I'm not doing anything what is not considered according to halacha 100%. Anyone who saw a Goen HaTzadik, Reb Nissim Karelitz, saw a walking Shulchan Aruch. Every halacha, every Mamre Chazal was engraved on his heart. Every action what he did was extremely was checked if it's according to halacha. I'll say a very interesting story. We sat together, was I think in Aseres Meitshuve. You could see on his face the tension. Aseres Meitshuve before Yom Adin. Between all the cases what we dealt with was a case of Giyu from a woman who came in front of Bezin a few times, and it looks that she is very serious. She wants to be Mekavlon herself, Oil Malch Shumayim Be'emes, and we decided to accept it. Then I asked Reb Nissim Zecher Tzadik Livroche, why are you in a hurry to do it before Yom Kippur? Let's leave it after Yom Tovim. Reb Nissim looked at me and said, Reb Yisrael, what's Retzu? How can you say it? You forgot the Mamer Chazal. Chazal zogen in Kiddushi, Ho oilom nidoin achar ruboi. The world is judged according to majority. Also mitzvah achas. If someone did one mitzvah, can change the whole scale. Chas v'sholem, someone is doing the opposite, can also change. Do you know, Rav Nissim asked me, maybe the scale of Klal Yisrael is even, straight. You take someone what became a Jew and he's now like newborn, Ketinek Shenoilat, and you put him on the scale, in the scale he's dropping down. The Toivas Klal Yisrael. How can you wait till after Yom Kippur? In the Braise, Sof, Mishnayos Ben Oves, one of the 48 points to achieve Torah is Bemiut Tanuk, to minimize enjoyments. Choyvas Alvoves, in Cheshma Nefesh, Zogt, it's impossible for fire and water to be together in one container. The same, it's impossible to be in one heart, Ahavas Oilam Hazeh and Ahavas Oilam Habo. Doesn't go together. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, in a tshuva, in Yoredaya, he's explaining Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Bechukoisai. Rashi is saying, V'achaltem lach mechem losoiva. The taich is, Oichel kimo im izborech b'meyov. He eats less, and the broche will be b'meyov. He will be satisfied with less. The Moshe is asking, why do you need this law? In the parashas, in parashas Bechukoisai, is do a broche muftach, ha'oretz tifin yivulo, ve'etz ha'sode iten pirioi, will be plenty of everything. So why do you need a broche, oichal kimoi, eat less, in mizboch v'meyo? So Moshe explaining, when the Rebbe Yishloim is giving a gift for Klal Yisrael, he's not giving it we should become Bale Taives or the Chas V'Sholem Mezoidel Mezoidel. The Rebbe Yishloim is giving plenty, a broche. The Matore is you should have enough. What you need for the body, for kima toire, but of course not to spend time and money for enjoyment and good time. The Moshe is continuing in saying, spending time for enjoyment is ruining the people. And that can ruin the person completely. And that is the reason what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a broche. You have got plenty from everything, but you'll eat less. Don't start running after Taves Olam Hazeh. Reb Nissim started his life with this Mishnah, this Braise. He wanted to be Zoichen Kinyone HaTore, and he was very careful with Miutam. I think for years, 30 years or more, he ate the same breakfast, the same lunch, and the same dinner. I remember when I was young, 40 years ago, we sent in to him to ask a shaila. In Shulchan Aruch Yoredeye, Simen Kuf Aleph, is do aloche? Ach, Chatiche Haruye Lizchabet, a nice portion, is not bottle beroiv. Hasn't got the halacha of bitl beroiv, because it's choshuv. So we asked, we sent to ask him, what means chatiche haruye lizchabet, or chimchshuvim choshve guests? What means? What do you mean? What do you think of Nissen answered? A wing of a chicken, well, that is tiny. A pulke, that is enough. That is it sounds like a joke. But he understood. Oireach choshuv is a talmud chochem. A talmud chochem, what needs more than this, can't be talmud chochem. Doesn't go together. Ahavas oylam hazeh. In Avas Oilam Habo doesn't go together, saying the Chayos Olavokas. I'll tell the people Choshev Oilam a very interesting story. In Koimemias was a Choshev Rov, Rav Mendelssohn, Rav Yomin Mendelssohn Zecher Tzadik Levroche. He was once by Aram Chutonin, Rav Pinte in Stamford Hill in London as a guest. They offered him for dinner a nice portion, Urea Choshuv. When they finished, someone came with Shlichus from the Rebbetzin, and she asked him, can we offer a second portion? The Kolomiser Rov became angry and he said, I don't understand what's going on here. The first portion, probably, the Rebbetzin decided that is the amount what I need for my body, for Kukim Aguf. The second portion, what is this for? That is ready tithes. So I came to London, you should offer me such a thing. Anyone who came in to Reb Nissen's house so something not from our times. I remember in the salon, what we call the main room, you could not find more than two chairs similar. A few plastic chairs, a few wooden chairs. 25 years ago or more, we had a problem in Eretz Yisrael with the Heteriske. The banks decided it's not bounding them. It is only a religious paper, nothing more. And we all, the Haredish Oilem, had a big problem about dealing with banks. To take loans, to have money in the banks. They asked me a favor, Reb Nissen, Rav Rosner, Zichronim, Zecher Tzadikim Livroche, to try and do something with the banks. I went to the top managers, and after dealing with them for a long time, I started to move. And then I bought the big managers to Reb Nissen's house. And I was very afraid. Which impression will make the house of Reb Nissen of the high society, the big managers from the banks in Eretz Yisrael? Once I bought in, I think, the manager of Bank Discount. The elderly person. He came in, and the first reaction was, "Whoa! Remind me the Rabbonim in Morocco." I asked him, "What do you mean?" He says, when I came in Morocco to my rov, I found sforim and I find a rov, nothing more. That is here the same. And I must say, that opened his heart. And then it moved and we could manage to solve the problem of with the bank. Reb Nissim felt that we are living in a prosper, in a corridor. So in a corridor you don't need more than what he had. Hagoyen Reb Meir Shapira Zecher Tzadik Levroche, when he held the hesped of the Chofetz Chaim, he brought the Gemore. Gemore Mor Kamed of Tzadik Aleph. Oysoy hayoin sheniftar Avrom Ovinu min Oilom ondu kol gdoilei hador ve'omru, and they said, Oiloy le oilom sheovat manigoi. Why? I said it's for the world, but they lost the leader. Oiloy le sfine sheovat kabernito. They lose also the captain of a ship. So Reb Meir Shapira asked, who is a bigger leader? The leader of the world or the captain of a ship? No question, the leader of the world. So the Seder HaGemore is not correct. Started Vailoy lo oilom she'ovad manhigoy, the leader of the world, and we lost also the captain of the ship, what is much smaller than the leader of the world. So Reb Meir Shapira explained, a leader of the captain of a ship sometimes is much bigger than a leader of the world. Why? So he explained, as leader of the world, trying to help people, thinking about people, but he's never a part of the program for people. A captain of a ship, when the ship is struggling, shaking from one side to the other, afraid what's going on here, he's a part of the problem. Oiloy lo oilom she'ovad manigo. The world lost the leader. But greater than this is captain of a ship, and we lost him. Because a captain feels what's going on with someone else. Reb Nissim spent hours for people, for shalom bayis, for other problems. But I must tell you a very interesting story. Once I sat in Bezen with him, and a lady came in crying away. She's got a very difficult problem, and according to doctoring, she can't have children. She was crying away. And she asked Reb Nissim, maybe he's got a solution according to Halacha. Reb Nissim was quiet, started to cry with her together, and he said, I'm sorry, I haven't got help, any solution. I looked at Reb Nissim and I remembered a Moirdik story. I think they're telling it about the Wurke Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livroche. Someone came to him with a problem. and he asked him for help. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't help you, but I can do one thing. Shari Dmois, the gates of tears, Loininolu, they are open. I can cry with you together, and let's try both to push in. And that's what I saw Rav Nissim. She came to him with a shaila in aloche. He could not find any solution for it, but he cried with her together. He was a captain of a ship. He did not only try to give aces, he felt with. I think in year 2000, Lemisporum, the poets came to Eretz Yisrael. When the plan is visit, everyone was sure that thousands of tourists will come with, and everyone will make parnosa. Someone came in to Rav Nissim and asked a question, a Haredi Shilit. I'm working with jewelry. And now everyone is preparing himself. So my question is, if I can make jewelry for Nozri, but that is a big shail in aloha. Tell him. I heard the shail. By me, straight away, I started to think about the Ramo, what he's saying. Today it's not Avide Zohar because Nesh Mishtach. Halachatik. Rav Nissim started completely different way. And he told him, tell me, do you believe Parnosis from Ribbono Shel Olam? He said, yes. Someone who is working, and he's got a dirty work. What he's doing? He's spending and davening Ribbono Shel Olam. Please, give me a different parnosa. So instead of thinking it's muter al pi aloche, it's not muter, it's not a clean work. So start davening, Ribbono Shel Olam will give you parnosa another way. That was a reason. I'm using his words. Some people comes to me to ask the needs for parnosa, to use the internet, to use such kalim. So I'm telling them always the same story. You believe parnosa is from Ribbono Shel Olam? At least daven, you should have parnosa without needing to touch this kalim, without connection to this. It's known that Chassam Sofer, when he spoke to the Talmidim about his Rebbe, Hagoyen HaTzadik, Rav Nosson Adler, so he said, the Talmidim looked up to Rav Nosson much more than his Torah, because of his anivus. He had moire dike masim toivim. The Gemara in Chagige daf Tesvov is saying, im harav doime lemaloch Hashem tzvokois, toiro yevakshu mepiyo. If the rov is similar to a maloch, then you should accept from him Torah. Can someone here tell me how a malach looks? You want to compare the rov to a malach. First of all, I have to know how is a malach looks. And then I'll start comparing. That is a kasher with a lot of asking. I think the poshtek pshat is, if the malach Malach, we don't know how he looks. If the Rov is similar to a Malach, he's hiding himself, he is similar to a Malach, that is the Rov of what he should learn from him further. The Gemara is saying, "Kinoch nafshi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan passed away. Posach alei Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elozo. Koshe ayoyim. It's such a difficult day to Israel. Ki yoyim shebo Hashemesh batzoroy. It's like in the middle the day became dark. One person who had everything in him, Torah." Mitzvahs, Midas Toivis, Kedushin. I think it's a known story. Reb Nissim Bahim was not like us, all of us. Sometimes we daven in the morning, sometimes a little bit later. Bahim was always the same time. Netz is Netz. He came to stay there at the same time, like a watch. Once, Shabbos morning, he didn't wake up to the next, and he went to daven Shachris in a later minyan. As he came into the shul, he got such a boruch habo, shalom aleichem. What is? His friend is making a bar mitzvah there. And he was very excited to see Reb Nissim coming Shabbos to shul to join his bar mitzvah. Reb Nissim straight away remembered it's often a halacha in Yechoshimishpot Simen Reish Chofcheh Seif Vov that if you're doing something and the other person has a feeling that you're doing for him as a toive and the maisa you didn't think about it, so that is bechlal oinoe. So Nissim straight away told everyone, I must say, I came by mistake because I slept over the nets. That was Reb Nissim. I saw someone wrote that when one of the maspidim of the Chazon Ish said, it's very interesting to think what would the Chazon Ish say about the Hesped about him. So he answered, for him was clear that the Chazon Ish would say, Halvai oisi ozovu vestoirosi shomo. Leave me and keep the Torah. And that is for me clear that Nissim would say the same. Yudua, it's known that what is written in Yaros Dvash. A tzaddik who worked on himself for years. In the second when he's passing away, all the kinyonim, what he achieved, b'chayov, becoming hefker, and everyone can take one of his good midas and take it for himself. And that's what we have to do. At least to start what we said before, to be a captain, to feel for others. I think I read it somewhere. Someone asked Reb Nissim when he's speaking in public, he should speak about people are making simchas. And it becomes later and later disturbs for the neighbors. Maybe it's an Indian to spoke about it. On occasion, Reb Nissim spoke in public. Reb Nissim took out the paper and said, "I got a letter, and that is written in the letter. But I think we have to speak something else. That if your neighbor is making a simcha, you should feel with, so then you won't feel that he's late and disturbing you. And that we can all do. We can be a captain to feel with. Not only chas v'sholem when someone has got a tzar, a problem. To feel with means with the simcha also. Not to come in for shalom zocher, out and in, kiddush, out and in, to say mazel tov and run away. Feel with him. I'm not talking about Torah. Shores, asmode, anivis, midas toivis, everything. We can all take one point and try and work it out. We have to remember, when we lost a tzaddik, we lost the guard for Klal Yisrael. And we have to start asking, davening, Shomer Yisrael, Shmoyer Shomer Yisrael. Shakodish Baruch Hu, Bimenachem Klal Yisrael, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yoimar, Leikechem, Benachomach Tziyoin, Ubinyan, Yerushalayim, Berachmim, Merubim, Umi. There we go.